Now he goes on to say here, for though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. Now at this time, the word that was coming to Paul was that this church was standing. And he says, I beheld your order. Now that order is a military term. And it means to stand shoulder to shoulder. And that's what believers ought to be doing, standing shoulder to shoulder. But today they not all doing that. They trying to undermine another believer, are trying to maybe take advantage in some way. Oh, if we could only get back to this. And then the word steadfastness, that means a solid front. It means to be immovable. And actually the word here is stereotype, and that's opposed to movable type. And Paul speaks about being unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And that's what he's talking about. This church here at Colossae at this time had that reputation, and Paul wanted them to continue like that and not be led away by the oratory of some. Now we are told here, and he moves on, he says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Now that's a very wonderful statement. To begin, if you'll notice, what does it mean to be a Christian? And I don't like the word commitment today at all. I am hearing a great deal. In fact, I have a letter from some man that tells me I'm not saved. He's praying I'll be saved because he said, I very frankly admit that I am not perfect, that I do not keep even all the Ten Commandments. And he says that I'm not saved until I do. Well, what does it really mean to be saved? It means to receive a person, and that person is Jesus Christ. Listen to Paul. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Now that you've received him, now walk in him. And that, my friend, is a very wonderful thing. That's what it means to walk in the Spirit, you see, today. Learn to walk through this life. And walking is not a balloon ascension. A great many people think the Christian life is some great overwhelming experience and you take off like a rocket going out into space. Well, that's not where you live the Christian life. It's in your home, in the office, in the schoolroom, on the street. And the way you get around is walk. And you're to walk in Christ today. Oh, that you and I might be joined to him like that. Then he goes on to say, rooted and built up in him. That's a very interesting expression. Rooted, that means like a tree. That's a living thing. And built up as a house. And that's not a living thing, but has a tremendous foundation. And that foundation, Paul tells us elsewhere, is Jesus Christ. Now, as you've received the Lord Jesus, walk in him. Doing what? Rooted. That means drawing your life from him as a tree and built on him. Your faith that rests upon him, built up and in the faith, is by your faith, I think would be the proper thing. It means by which you and I lay hold of Christ today.